We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Michael Bennett, here to play football. They're asking him about the court case that...
He went with the Marshawn Lynch answers.
He did.
I'm just here to play football.
He did. Marks and Reese, we're back live from the ballpark. Larry Anderson joins us next on the bullpen and everything else with the Phillies. And we'll talk about the unstoppable eagle in just 1 second. Bennett, I don't know if rubbing the wrong way is a proper turn, but I don't know, man. He just better be good. And I really believe this, like, that if we're not coming off a Super Bowl, that people certainly have more of an itch to call in and complain about him.
Yeah, not coming off the Super Bowl means you're upset at how the season ended. And you're looking at every offseason like we have the past, I don't know how many decades, of how do we fix this team and get them to be Super Bowl champions. So our offseasons have been a little different. We know we've taking the Eagles, and it's been a 12-month topic. You know, we know how that is. And a lot of times there have been hot-button issues that you can focus on for why they didn't win the Super Bowl, why we didn't win the Super Bowl the previous year.
Uh-huh.
A little different this year. It's different this year.
Yep.
You know, and I don't think Bennett is by any stretch a controversial figure or anything. I don't think this should be a huge controversial situation. I just think when you're a guy who was traded and the book on you was that you wasn't necessarily a good locker room guy. Not that you were a bad guy. And when they say you're not a good locker room guy, that's normally from a head coach front office perspective. In other words, it doesn't mean the players don't like you, all of them or what have you. But what it means is you ruffle feathers.
What it means is you don't go to voluntary workouts, right? Like, that'd be one reason to say, like, yeah, I am.
Yeah, you know what?
In all cases.
In Seattle, 30-plus years old, I can understand it. Because, like I said, I didn't complain about Fletcher not being here last year. My thing is this is a new team. That's my sticking point. He's earned the right as a 30-plus-year-old vet Super Bowl champion. If you are in a familiar surrounding or familiar situation, yeah, because you know the lay of the land. But you're new.
Right.
You're new.
Well, he should at least made an attempt.
Yeah, so.
If you have stuff going on, if you're like, you know what, because he lives in Hawaii.
And see, that really may be the issue right there, flying back and forth. So,
well, you can. They have direct flights from Honolulu to Newark, New Jersey on Continental, where it's pretty convenient. I used to take it when I lived on the islands.
Okay.
So it's not you're having to do three planes or whatever. He just didn't want to. Let's face it. He didn't make the effort to come back and get to know his team and at least get settled, man. At least come in and be here for one of the phases that you had. Say hello to everybody. Get to know the guys.
I think he should have been at all of them. That's just me.
Well, I don't disagree with that, but I'm trying to be fair about it.
Right.
And not making an effort with me, it makes me, I mean, not that I'm rooting against him, but he's not one of these players that I'm being like, yeah, man, I can't wait to see him get on the field. Now that he gets on the field and performs, we won't care about any of this crap.
Right, he hasn't done much in a way of building up a little bit of equity here with the fan base as far as, you know, I remember when Malcolm first got here, you know, Chris Long, those guys got here, they, Connor Barwin, those guys were here. They were here and you would see him out or what have you. Now, that may turn out to be the case once the season starts for him. I don't know. And listen, he may be looking at this thing like, man, this is a one-year thing. I'm not going to even be here after this season.
Could be.
Maybe looking at it that way.
Could be. All right, the unstoppable eagle that we talked about, Shil Kapadia had this from The Athletic, had this in one of his articles and some other reporters too, called Nelson Agholor unstoppable. In practice. Mm-hmm. Now, we know practice is practice, and Trey always points that out. They weren't shorts. But building off of last season with Agholor,
yeah.
are we expecting to see more out of him this year? And I guess based on early returns, the answer is yes, right?
Yeah, I would. I mean, I would expect to see more out of him. I've already said, I mean, I think he's the best receiver we have. So he's the most versatile receiver we have. He can play inside. He can play outside. Showed the ability to have run after the catch. I think that's another area that he can improve upon even this year. Mm-hmm. You know, from that slot position, more like a Jarvis Landry type of wide receiver where you catch some of these crossing routes and you take them 30, 40 yards, get in the end zone, that type of thing. Yeah, this is a big year for Nelson. It's a big year for Nelson. Nelson's in his fourth year this year. He's looking for a big deal.
Uh-huh. You know,
so it's a big oh yeah, it's a big year.
Brings me to my next question. Yeah. So he, I guess, would be if they opted for his fifth year contract.
They already have. Yeah.
He's going to, well, here's what I'm saying. If they opt to just play that out,
right? Okay.
That's what they're going to have to play. You would think that the Eagles are interested in extending him, you know, at a cap friendlier price of nine and change, and get him long term. Now, if I'm Nelson Aguilar's agent, either you wanted to do it in the offseason or you're ready for him to have a great season to give you a little bit of leverage, right? If he goes off this year, mm-hmm. now the Eagles are kind of in a bind. Either you let it play out and he plays in the final year of his contract, or you try to get him extended long term.
Yeah, I can't see how they don't extend him unless he has a fallback year.
Well, they're not exactly flushed with cash. Remember, the Alshon Jeffrey extension
mm-hmm. –
not that you can't get it done, but...
They're going to get rid of a lot of money, though, after this year.
Yeah.
They'll get a lot of money off the books. He won't get anything done until after this season. So if he's getting a deal, if he's getting an extension, next year will be his fifth year. They can still get it done before the season starts next year. So they're going to wait till they clear some of this these big contracts out of here.
And then maybe try to get it done. Is it possible he's the most important skill guy? Not talking about the quarterbacks, obviously.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is he the most important skill guy? He does this for the offense. He's their big play guy.
Yeah.
We know what Alshon does. We know how – you don't want to call him a possession receiver, but
– No, that's what he is.
It's what he is.
Yeah, that's what he is.
He's,
okay.
He's a big body.
Yeah, he's good at it.
He's
yeah.
good. But Nelson's the guy that can take it from 0 to 60, from 80 yards to the house.
Yeah.
And in a passing league, you can have the Alshons, but you really need the Nelsons.
All right, for sure. I mean, listen, Nelson is a part of the future. You know, as long as he keeps producing the way, if he builds off of what he did last year, when you look at the key guys from a receiver standpoint, he's the youngest of the group. You know, not including Mac Hollins and Sheldon Gibson, you know.
Right.
But Nelson is the young one in the group. And so Mike Wallace is on a one-year deal. Alshon, I think after next year, you're going to be able to – I think his salary cap hit goes down, so you'll be able to manipulate the money there with him. And eventually, Nelson will be your highest-paid receiver. Nelson's going to grow a long time with Carson Wentz. Again, as long as he keeps progressing as a wide receiver. This guy's a first-round draft pick, and he was a legitimate
for a reason.
First-round draft pick. It wasn't yeah. a reach. Everybody had him in the top 20 as a player coming out those first couple of years. He just didn't get it done, and – last year he broke the ceiling, and now he has a carrot in front of him that should keep him on the right path. Yeah, he has that contract in front of him, that extension.
He seems like he's ready to take that next step.
Yeah.
He is. Wayne in Levittown. Hi, Wayne.
Johnny Marks. What's going
What's
on,
up?
Buddy?
How are you, Wayne?
I agree. How are you, buddy?
What up, Wayne?
Gentlemen, I have to say you have the best radio show out there. You get me through my afternoon every day.
My man.
Oh, thank you, brother.
Thank you, Wayne.
First of all, I got to say, man, Gabe Kapler's making me nuts. Last night I'm sitting there watching Luis Garcia, and I'm just like, come on, man. You're going to put this out there again?
Yeah, no, I felt the same way.
And then he comes out with that answer, oh, an elite reliever doesn't get used always in the ninth inning. Could you imagine if Mariano Rivera was coming in the sixth inning?
Yeah, I mean, what I say to people that say, like, yeah, use your best reliever in the highest leverage situations, well, show me where that's done all the time to effectiveness. I get it. You want to bring one of your guys in. Maybe it's Sir Anthony, somebody else. But you know what? I would have rather seen Neris last night in the ninth inning than putting Lou Garcia out there, Wayne.
Well, my point is, like, even you're 5-1 last night. It's not a safe situation. You still almost blew it. You know what I mean? Not
almost.
Everybody is made to pitch in the ninth inning.
Nope.
That is why you put your most skilled guy there. I don't care if the bases are loaded in the sixth inning. It's a much different situation when the bases are loaded in the ninth inning.
Yes. Game is on the line.
Yeah, and like not everybody is mentally prepared to come in that ninth inning, even with a six-run lead, to shut the door.
Yep.
Yeah.
No doubt.
It's not always about skill. You know, and I'm listening to Gabe, and it's scaring me, man, because I love these Phillies, and I think they got enough talent to start building something here, but I feel like he's going to hold them back.
Well, you know, with this bullpen right now, Wayne, and we'll ask L.A. just that coming up at 3 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
He'll be up next. Because it's time to give these guys roles. It's time, because I feel like it's already worked its way out naturally. And some of those things change. The 8th inning guy gets really ice cold, so he gets bumped to the 6th inning, and the 7th inning guy moves up to the 8th inning. Things change during the course of a season. But Gabe's almost not allowing these guys to settle into their roles that normally you do automatically and naturally.
Well, and part of it is he doesn't believe you need to have one guy be a closer. I mean, that's really what it boils down to. If he wanted to make somebody a closer, if he believed in that as a manager, then he would have somebody in there. He would give one of these guys
right.
this defined role. But he wants to continue with the philosophy of not having that defined role.
Yep. That's his philosophy.
Yeah.
He doesn't want it.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.